Right, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service number 2. A memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service. That it meets every day, because people are dying every day. Souls need to be saved every day. People need to be encouraged every day. People need to be prayed for every day. And so, welcome, welcome, welcome. And in keeping with our emphasis on prayer, Bible reading, family devotions, personal devotions, because believe it or not, it may sound simple and basic and fundamental. These are the things that will get you through this plague, the coronavirus plague, and your family through onto the other side, if there is another side. And allow you to thrive while you're in the midst of this the most difficult time of your lifetime. So with that, Dr. Andrew Gray said, communion with God is the soul of Christ dwelling in the soul of a Christian by faith. And the soul of a Christian dwelling in the soul of Christ by love. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would help all of us who name the name of Christ to truly humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent and get back to you, our first love, Lord Jesus, in a very real sense. We pray that everybody would do that in every family that claims to be a Christian family, in a very real sense. And Lord, we pray for every family to pray together, to obey your holy word together, and to stay together. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that, because we know that the devil seeks to destroy every Christian family. And Lord, I do pray for the salvation of those families that don't know you as Savior, those who are still blinded by the devil in the world. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ Lord, we pray for household salvation. And Holy Father God, we also pray that you would have mercy and grace upon us who claim to be your church. Lord, we have failed you, yet you have been gracious to us. And for Jesus Christ's sake, I do pray that you will forgive us of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. We have failed you. And so, Holy Father God, I don't know if you can use us or not. But I do pray that you'll raise up laborers into the field to reach the whited harvest fields with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. For no doubt they're more white now than ever before. God, I pray help us to reach those who are lost. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in reciting and reading the Apostles' Creed. If you don't believe the words in the Apostles' Creed, don't read them. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. And the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, on this week we're going to move on down to the family verses, and we have read the family verses proper, but there's a passage of scripture that we have read every day in our family devotions that is connected to the family verses, what I call the family verses, Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, that deal with spiritual warfare. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 is what we normally read. This week, we're going to continue reading this, but we're going to take our time and read just one verse at a time. One verse at a time. Verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. May I lovingly encourage you to stop trying to do things in your own strength and in your own little might, because you really don't have much. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Pray to him. Depend upon him. Trust in him. Join me in prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord, along with your reading your holy word and obeying your holy word, all we can do is pray in this situation that we're in this world. We look to you, as the songstress sung. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for those who name the name of Christ. Help us all to humble ourselves before you, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways. And Holy Father God, to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, physical, protection and provision blessings upon all of the people, Lord, who are in the government ministry, the ministry of government in this country and around the globe. I do believe that you call people even to become police officers and law enforcement. And Lord, we thank you for them. And Holy Father God, I do pray for all of the people in government, from the president on down, in this country and in every country around the world. We pray these blessings in their lives and on their lives, and these workings of salvation and revival in their lives, that you would take them by their feeble hands and truly lead them and guide them and direct them in the path and in the way that you want them to go. That we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray, Lord, for the salvation of the lost in this country, around the globe, and in the media. We pray for the revival of the saved in this country, around the globe, and in the media. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the revival of the saved all around the world. We pray for the healing of the sick, Lord, not only from the coronavirus disease, but from other illnesses as well. And Lord, we pray for the comfort of those people who have lost loved ones, for there's no comfort in the world regarding this matter outside of yours. And so, Lord, draw these people to yourself for salvation and comfort. Draw them to your holy scriptures for salvation and comfort. By the millions, Lord, save millions of souls through this tragic situation. And revive millions of Christians through this tragic situation, the coronavirus plague. And Holy Father God, we pray for a few of the people who have died and their families, especially by name, as we include in our prayers and thoughts millions of others. And the Lord, let their memory, as our Jewish brethren say, be a blessing. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Somalian Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein. We pray for the family and friends of New York writer Patricia Bosworth. We pray for the family and friends of South African researcher Gitta Ramji. We pray for the family and friends of British Dr. William Franklin. We pray for the family and friends of Japanese comedian Ken Shimura. We pray for the family and friends of Senegalese athlete Mbaba Diouf. We pray for the family and friends of French Dr. John Murray. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey musician Bucky Pizzarelli, and we pray for the family and friends, that you would comfort all of these families and friends of Louisiana musician Ellis Marsalis, the Marsalis family. We pray for the family and friends of New York musician Adam Schlesinger, and we pray for many, many more. And Lord, we pray that their memory would be a blessing, to use the phrase of our Jewish brethren. And so, Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people who have gotten saved through the ministry. And we pray for all of the people, Brother First, who have sent in prayer requests to the ministry. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them, as we include the many thousands who have sent in prayer requests, as we pray over a list of about seven here in this service. We pray for Nita, please comfort and be with Vedana after her husband's death. Protect them from the coronavirus plague. And we pray for Jesu. Please bless him with a job and money to buy food and medicine for his mother. We pray for Vicky. Please heal Cecilia's dog from Lyme disease and leg cysts. We pray for patience. Please bless her with a new job. We pray for Maureen. Help her to succeed in her career. Help her children to succeed in academics. Strengthen her prayer life and help her husband to accept you into his heart for peace in her country as well, to prevail among the people and government leaders. We pray for Alfonso, keep his marriage strong and help them to grow in you. Please keep their sons healthy and bless their careers. Guide them so they won't lose focus on you. We pray for Jordan. Please give Jordan, Eleanor, Kyle, Colin, Caden spiritual, emotional, and physical healing. And Lord God in heaven, we pray now for all of the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel. And we include the many others who have gotten saved, as we pray for just seven. We include them in prayer as well. Lord, help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians and the disciples you want them to be. We pray for Rosario. We pray for Silvio. We pray for Serena. We pray for Sib. We pray for N. We pray for Perica. And we pray for Kanika. And Lord, we pray now for the people who have written in saying they wanted to rededicate their life to you. Even though I do not give that invitation, we thank you for them, and we pray that you'll help them to stand strong in the faith and grow in the faith. And we pray for the many others who have done the same. We pray for Prosper, Sam, OB, Musisi, Sue, Eber, and OY. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray. And for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading today is The Reason for Everything, Part 5, from The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. The first purpose of our lives is worship. We bring God glory by worshiping Him. God wants our worship to be motivated by love, thanksgiving, and delight, not duty. Dr. John Piper notes, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. Worship is far more than praising, singing, and praying to God. Worship is a lifestyle of enjoying God, loving God, and giving ourselves to be used by God for His purposes. When you see your life for God's glory, everything you do can become an act of worship. The Bible says, use your whole body as a tool to do what is right for the glory of God. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for our time together today. And we thank you, Lord, for reminding us that everything we do should be done for your glory, your praise, and your honor. Help us to do that today. And as we prepare to depart from here, Lord, help us to pray without ceasing throughout this day. Help us to read your holy word and meditate on it. Pave the way for us. Open up great doors for all of us in the way that you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're with us today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and the free pardon of your sins, allow me to say and allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ for your soul's salvation from the power of sin and from the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. For I assure you that if you die unsaved, if you die without believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, your eyes will open in a place called hell, and you will be in torments as soon as you die. So first accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God, from the Pope on down, from the Dalai Lama on down, from Joel Osteen on down. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. We have sinned against God. We have failed God. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to eternal death in that awful place called hell if we reject Jesus Christ, if we don't believe in Him. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. By the way, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any prophet, any preacher, any apostle, any writer in the Bible. That ought to tell you something. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than he did about heaven. That ought to tell you something. It ought to tell you that hell is a real place. Hell is not a figment of your imagination. There are real people in a real hell because of their real sins and their real rejection of Jesus Christ. Nobody is trying to scare you. I have no hell to put you in. I'm just reporting to you what Jesus Christ said and what the Word of God says. If you sin against God and you rebel against God and you reject His wonderful, loving offer of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, then you will go to hell to spend eternity. And you will suffer and torment in hell. That's a fact. And it doesn't matter whether you're black or white, red or yellow. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter, makes no difference. There won't be any protesting in hell. There'll be burning and tormenting. Red, yellow, black, and white will be in hell. There's no prejudice down there. Hell is a very serious matter. That's why Jesus Christ preached on it so much. When Jesus Christ described hell, He said, it is a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Hell is a place, He said, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And in this sermon, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life, that is eternal life in heaven, halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Everlasting fire. Do you see how earnest and serious Jesus Christ is about this matter? It's better for you to cut off your hand and your foot and go to heaven than to go to hell with 2 feet and 2 hands. It's a very serious matter. That ought to tell you something. That's bad news. That's the bad news. Hell is bad news, my dear friend, but I have some good news for you. The same Jesus Christ, the meek and lowly, loving Jesus Christ, who preached on hell more than anybody else in the Bible and more than most preachers preach today. Is the same Jesus who said the most loving, most powerful, most wonderful words ever spoken in the history of the world, when He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. All you have to do, dear friend, is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In your heart, right now, just believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the 3rd day, and He'll save your soul. Just call on His name and pray. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. That's what I love about Jesus. He's going to save you from hell and save you to someplace else. He's got another place for you. And so I would lovingly encourage you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today. You didn't hear Jesus say you got to stop by the church. You have to get baptized. You have to join the church. You got to shake the preacher's hand to be saved. No, you can get saved right now. Most churches are not open right now today because of the plague pandemic. You don't need to go to the church building to get saved. You can get saved right where you are. I got saved outside of the church, in spite of the church, having been raised in the church with a dad as a preacher, mother as a preacher, but was on my way to a devil's hell and did not know it. I got saved in an Air Force dorm room. On Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi, over 40 years ago. And my life has never been the same. And when you believe in Christ today and pray and ask Him to save you, your life will never be the same. If you mean business, if you're sincere. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray together. The sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, mean it from your heart while you're believing in your heart in Jesus Christ to save your soul from hell to heaven. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have indeed committed some of those sins, such as lying, such as stealing, regardless of value, such as lusting in my heart after people and things, such as dishonoring, disobeying my parents, such as dishonoring you by taking your holy name in vain. Lord, I realize that I am guilty before you, and that I deserve of committing crimes against you, and that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, as I believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you, and I humbly ask you and invite you to come into my heart to save my soul and to change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life, and help me to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in your new righteous life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, and you prayed that prayer with me in sincerity, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book, free of charge, titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or some other email that's on your platform where you are, and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is our prayer.